here's a story from The World.
Syria's government is enriching itself in the drug trade. That's according to a new investigation in the German newspaper Der Spiegel. It finds that senior members of the Syrian government are at the center of the illegal drug trade. The drug being smuggled is called Captagon. And for years, Syria's neighbors have been making Captagon drug busts worth millions of dollars. A picture is emerging that Syria has descended into a narco state. We're going to explore this with Natasha Hall. She's a senior fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Natasha, the term narco state conjures up a lot of images. Why does it apply to Syria at this point?
Well, I think that Syria has actually been a narco state for quite some time, but it's sort of risen to the media stature at this point as the drug trade increases. Small factories began emerging in 2013 and were likely connected to Hezbollah, which is a main ally of the Assad government. But as the plundering and sort of seizures of assets that the regime has undertaken, as it's taken more territory and Syria has somewhat dried up, this new revenue stream began to emerge. And now what we're seeing is sort of industrial production level capacity of this drug called Captagon.
Captagon is the drug in question. What is it?
So it has a bit of a storied history. It was developed in 1960 by a German pharmaceutical company for the treatment of attention deficit disorders. But by the 80s, it was banned because of its side effects. But it continued to thrive on the black market, particularly from Bulgaria. It no longer uses the original ingredient, which was phenethylamine, which is harder to come by. It's now primarily using pseudoephedrine.
And is it a stimulant, a depressant? What are its addictive qualities? I mean, why do people take it?
So it's essentially a low-grade amphetamine. It could potentially become more dangerous since obviously it's not a standardized recipe. And that we've seen that in the United States as sort of low-grade type amphetamines have become more dangerous and addictive over time.
So what is the evidence that the family of Bashar al-Assad is involved in the illegal Captagon business?
So that's what's so interesting about these new investigations in Germany, because previously there had been quite a bit of evidence beginning to mount that the Assad regime was at the center of this sort of renewed and more robust drug trade. But it was very difficult to link these huge shipments that we were seeing in Salerno in Italy, in the Gulf and other places with the actual point of delivery. And in this case, the case in Essen, Germany, could now change that.
Briefly describe the case in Essen. What happened?
Essentially, what was found is that one particular individual had long had ties to ports in Latakia, which is also a stronghold of the regime, in exporting the drug from there. But essentially, the investigators had been tapping into his phone lines and also tracking the trade for many years now, actually, before they were actually able to arrest him upon his arrival in Germany and tie him to a trade of nearly 130 million euros street value in Captagon.
What does this mean for the future of Syria's economy? I mean, is this kind of it?
I think it's difficult to determine now, but certainly that's what policymakers need to be looking into. What are the long-term development plans of this industry? You have Lebanon on one side and Iraq on the other, which you know have militias that are all tied to the Assad government, as well as Iran and global drug trade networks. So this is kind of the perfect storm for a global drug trade to emerge. And within that, you have a country that has been, you know, ravaged by war, didn't make more than probably $860 million in legal exports just a couple of years ago. And that compares to billions that it's been making from the Captagon trade.
Natasha Hall is a senior fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Natasha, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.